Okay then, so it's time on the show to turn our attention to the Paralympics, which is coming up towards the end of this summer after the Summer Olympics has taken place in Paris. And I'm delighted to say that on North Derbyshire Radio's Friday Night Sports Show, we're now joined by Chesterfield's Jack Shepherd, who has recently been selected for Great Britain's Paralympic squad in the para badminton event. Jack, first of all, how are you? You must be absolutely over the moon.
Yeah, like I say, over the moon. Obviously, going to Tokyo was such an experience. And it was a different games because obviously the restrictions and everything that took place. So I feel like this time it's a new experience. Yeah, training's going well and I can't wait to get out there and smash it.
Yeah, can you sort of put it into words what it feels like to receive official confirmation that you're going to represent Great Britain at a Paralympic Games? Because, of course, this is now the second time this has happened, but I guess the feeling is still just as special.
It's a tingling feeling. When I did my announcement on my social media the other day, I said on it, words I can't in words describe how it feels. It's just so many of the like meaningful words, special, like exciting, a dream. Like there's so many words that you could use to describe it. There's not one that overall does it. That's why it's so hard to describe the feeling, and it's such a inside your moment that yeah, it's so tough to explain how it does feel, but it's magical. I can't wait to get out there.
Fantastic. And what's your form like heading into this event? So what's your 2024 been like so far on the para badminton tour?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, this time I'm playing two events. So I'm playing in the SH6 mixed doubles and I'm playing in the SH6 men's singles. This season in the mixed doubles, we've started really well, Rachel and I. We've played three tournaments and we've won all three tournaments. We've got another tournament next week, which we're in really good form for and we're looking forward to. With my men's singles, we're coming back into form now. Earlier in the season, I had a little injury, which just set me back a little bit. But I think I've used it as a very good positive to put me in a good position moving forward to the games. Like I said, we've got a tournament next week, so I'm really looking forward to going there and putting my mark on the world and telling them that I am here. In my performance and by the games, I will be more than ready and can't wait to get out there and perform at my best.
Yeah, and what are your prospects, do you think, of the not just a medal, but going all the way? Because, of course, as you say, it's not just one event you're in, it's two events. So you're in the men's singles and the mixed doubles as well. And it's all going well so far with your mixed doubles partner, Rachel Chung. Do you think at least in one of your events you can go all the way and win a gold, maybe even in both?
I'd like to think in both, to be honest. I don't go to tournaments to achieve anything less. My mindset is on winning two golds, and over the next 78 days, I believe we've got, I'm doing everything I can just to make sure my form and my mind is in the best place it can be to come home with two golds.
And if you were to win at least one gold medal at this summer's Paralympic Games, how much would that increase maybe like future participation in the sport? 'Cause of course, if people at home are seeing, success, British success in a sport, I think that naturally engages more interest from the general public. How much do you think it could really boost the sport and get more people playing in para badminton as well?
Yeah, I think it would be an incredible thing for the sport, if I can bring home a gold medal or two. It is as well as playing for myself, it's a big thing that I believe in, being able to inspire the next generation, especially in my category for people like myself to be able to play para badminton and enjoy it as much as I have. I don't just, I obviously I started the sport because I enjoy it, and if I can give people that inspiration to go and to start the sport at least, and enjoy it, and maybe in years to come go on and win gold medals themselves. That'd just be such an amazing thing that I feel like we can achieve in this country.
And just finally, Jack, how big overall is this year's 2024 Paris Paralympics going to be? Because of course it was a strange one in Tokyo last time, because I think because of the restrictions that were still in place at the time to do with COVID, it kind of almost didn't feel like a normal, Paralympics and Olympics that came before it. The fact that obviously you're able to get full crowds now. I think I read before that friends and family of yours will be able to attend. Will that make it even more special in a better atmosphere this time around?
Yeah, it's going to be such a incredible experience, one that we've never experienced before. Obviously, we went to Tokyo, and there were the restrictions around the COVID, and friends and family, and no crowd was able to attend. So we still got some Paralympic experience, which was an amazing experience, like with all the media and that, that was maybe extra put on because of the restrictions and things like that, which was great. But this time, being able to go out there, and which is going to be an amazing atmosphere in there, and team members of ours, the staff members, have been out to the arena and have said how compact it is, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere. And someone that likes to play with a bit of atmosphere and a crowd, I can't wait for that feeling. And hopefully it'll help me perform to my best and extra. So yeah, I can't wait for that experience. I think it'll be one that I'll never forget.
Yeah, fantastic. And we're all really looking forward to watching it as well. So the Paralympics is what, late August into early September, I think it is for the
Late
Paralympics.
August into early September. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So brilliant. So yeah, we're all rooting for you. And I'm sure everyone in Chesterfield will be rooting for you as well, and I'm watching on with pride. So thanks very much for your time, Jack, for giving us some time for this interview, and best of luck for your tournament coming up in just a week's time as well. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, and I appreciate the support. Thank you.